So let's review. Our Gemara continues to discuss the ramifications of buying an Esrog or Lulav on Shemitah from an Am Haaretz. An Esrog that was picked in the Shemitah year is considered a Shemitah fruit. However, a Lulav that was picked on Shemitah is considered a fruit of the sixth year, since trees go Basar Chanata, not when it was picked, but when it emerges, which happened during the previous year, the sixth year. The Gemara questions the need for this distinction. Amai, Eitzim Bialmahu, the Eitzim Ein Behem Mishum Kedusha Shvias. A lulav that grew in the seventh year should not have Kedusha Shvias, the sanctity of Shemitah, anyway, because Eitzim Yalmahu, it's only wood, and wood does not take on any Kedusha Shvias. We know this from a braisa that says, Ale Kanam Ba'ale Gefanim Shegvavin Lacheva, if leaves were gathered on Shemitah, La Katan La'achila Yesh Behem Mishum Kedusha Shvias, for animal food, Yesh Behem Mishum Kedusha Shvias, however, La Katan La'eitzim Ein Behem Mishum Kedusha Shvias. If they were gathered to be used as wood, they have no Kedusha Shvias. And of course, a lulav, palm branch, was not picked to be eaten. The Gemara answers that a palm branch picked for the mitzvah of lulav does indeed obtain Kedusha Shvias. The Gemara explains. The pasuk regarding Shemitah says, V'haysa shavas ha'aretz lachem la'achla. The word la'achla clearly means for you to eat. In other words, only foodstuff. However, the word lachem for you implies for any of your needs, not just food, which seems to be a contradiction. Therefore, the Gemara explains the pasuk is coming to teach that Kedusha Shvias can apply even to items other than pure food, as long as hana'asai ubiyurei shava, the benefit and consumption of the item occurs at the same time, just like by food. This therefore excludes regular wood, since stam etzam lahasaka hinaimdin. Wood is normally used to heat an oven as fuel. Hana'asan achibiyurin, the benefit is derived after they are consumed, when it has turned to coal. The Gemara goes on to say that whether wood for fuel has Kedusha Shvias or not is really a machlekes among the Tanoim. The Gemara quotes a braisa. Ein meisrin peirish shvias loy lemishra b'loy lechvusa. Rabbi Yisa Eimer meisrin. We may not place Shemitah produce in a pool for soaking flax or a pool used for laundry because the pasuk says la'achla. Shemitah produce can be used for eating but not for soaking or washing. Rabbi Yisa says we may use Shemitah produce for this because the pasuk says lachem for you, meaning for all your needs. The Gemara explains that the Tanna Kama says lachem must be similar to la'achla, meaning Shemitah produce may only be used in a way which is hana'asai ubiyurei shava, and that excludes using it for soaking flax or laundry. Rabbi Yesu would say that the word la'achla is used to teach that Shemitah produce cannot be used l'melugma, for use as a medicinal plaster as stated in another brisa. This brisa teaches that la'achla excludes only melugma because eina shava l'chal adam, it's not common to all people, only sick people. Whereas the word lachem includes the use of Shemitah produce for soaking and washing because it is shav l'chol adam, it is common to everyone. We see from this braisa that whether wood has Kedusha Shvias or not is indeed a machlekes between Rabbi Yosi, who permits Shemitah to be used even when hana'asan achabiyurin, which includes wood, and the Tanna Kama, who says Shemitah may be used only when hana'asai ubiyuri shava, which excludes wood. The Gemara then moves on to discuss how money can obtain Kedusha Shvias. Amar Belaza. Ein shvius mischalelas el derech mekach. Rabbi Yechon Amar, bein derech mekach, bein derech chilul. Rabbi Elazar says that it can only be done through a purchase, because first the pasuk says, b'shnas ha'yevel hazois, in this yevel year, which also refers to Shemitah. Next to this pasuk it says, v'chisim grememker, and when you will make a sale. Rashi explains that the proximity of these verses teaches that produce with Kedusha Shvias can only be deconsecrated through an actual sale. Rabbi Yechon, however, says it can also be done through the standard chilul method, which is when the person says Haripiris halalu mechulal al mois ha'elu. This produce is deconsecrated onto this money, even with no actual sale. He learns this from another pasuk, which compares yevel to items given to the temple treasury. Ki yevel hi kaddish, for it is the yevel, it will be holy. Just like something designated kaddish to the temple can be redeemed through sale or chilul, so too can shemitah produce. Rabbi Yechon explains. The V'chisimkru Memkru teaches us that what Rabbi Yisrael B'chanina taught in the Braisa. Netanya, I'm Rabbi Yisrael B'chanina. B'yirei kamukasha avka shal shvias. Come and see the severity of transgressing the laws of Shemitah. Adam neisev and neisen b'peirish shvias, losaif, meichres metaltlo v'eskelov. If a person tries to make a profit with Shemitah produce, in the end he will have to sell his movable property to survive. He learns this from the fact that the pasuk b'yevel, b'shnas ha'yevel ha'zais, is written right near the pasuk of v'chisim k'rememkru lamisecha, when you will make a sale to your fellow. Rabbi Elazar says, ki yevel hi kodesh is used to teach that ma kodesh teifes es damav, av shvias teifeses es dameha, the Kedusha of Shemitah produce is transferred to the money, just like the Kedusha of an item designated for the temple treasury is transferred to money. Tani Kavasid Rabbi Elazar, v'Tani Kavasid Rabbi Yechna. The Gemara then brings brises that support both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yechna. In support of Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara presents the following brisa. Shvius Tefesis as Demeha, Shenemar, Ki Yevil Hi Kodesh, Ti Elochem. The Kedusha of Shemitah transfers to the money, as it says, for it is the Yevil year. It will be holy for you. Shemitah produce is transferred to the money just like the Kedusha of an item designated for the temple treasury is transferred to money. The Brisa continues and explains that although with regular Hekdesh items, when someone redeems them, only the money is Kaddish and the Hekdesh item becomes non-Hekdesh. However, with Shemitah produce, even after a sale, it retains its Shemitah status because the Pasuk says, Ki Yevil Hi Kaddish Tiel Lechem, which implies, B'Hav Yasateh, it remains as it is. Therefore, if someone bought, for example, meat with Shemitah produce, both the meat and the original produce are subject to the laws of Shemitah. However, if he then bought other food with the meat, the Shemitah law does transfer from the meat to the next purchase item. HaKeitzad, Achrin Achrin Nichnes B'Shviyis U'Priyatz Me'Aser. The original produce retains its Kedusha Shviyis throughout all the other sales. Now, since the Brice is specifically discussing sales, this is proved to Rabbi Elazar, who says, Derech Mekech In, Derech Hiluloi. Redemption occurs only through a purchase, but not through a chil. Tanik Vaseder Rabbi Yechanan. In support of Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara presents the following brisa. Echad shviyas vechad meisur sheni, meschalon al behem achai v'leif. Shemitah produce and meisur can both be deconsecrated onto domestic animals, wild animals, or birds. Since the brisa used the term chil, it proves that this is a valid method as well, just like Rabbi Yechanan said. The brisa also says there is a disagreement regarding which kind of animals can be used. According to a mayor, live or slaughtered animals can be used to redeem the Shemitah or Maisa produce. The Chum say only slaughtered animals can be used. There is a gzeir against using live animals, Shema Yigdal Mehen Adarim, so that people won't raise flocks of Maisa animals, since that could lead to problems of keeping these animals past the end of the year. Rabbi says this dispute is only regarding male animals. Av ben akevis, devir akol al shchut meschalin, al chayin ein meschalin. Gzeir shemigdal ben adarim. However, with female animals, even Reb Meir says only slaughtered ones can be used because of the concern that people might raise flocks of them if we let them use live female animals.